This is Danny Johnson, and I want to welcome all of you. This is a gift to you, and obviously the person that introduced you to this call cared enough about you to be able to introduce you to a system at the website, DannyJohnson.com, as Hans just finished telling you. And I first of all want to introduce myself to those of you that are here for the very first time. My name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a home where my parents were drug addicts and my father was violently abusive. When I heard about going into business for myself, I was not one of those confident people that was going to knock the world over and create all kinds of success for myself. I wasn't a dreamer or anything like that. And so I was totally terrified to actually get started and start making money for myself without a boss. And so after a couple months of total fear, I finally got myself started. And my first 6 months, I absolutely failed. I talked to so many people and had miserable results. Then I heard about a training seminar that was supposed to change everything for me. And you know how you hear those kind of things like, oh, it's going to change your life. And I thought, whatever. How could 2 days actually change your life? Well, the person that told me about it said, if you don't go, you will fail anyway. So you might as well just quit now and put yourself out of your misery. Well, I was one stubborn young woman, and so I found a way to go. I didn't have the money. It was far away, and I had very important plans for that weekend. I absolutely came up with a way, didn't go to the plans that were planned, had to travel quite a distance to be able to plug into that first one. My first 8 days applying the information that I had learned made $4,000, then $11,000, then $15,000, then just under $21,000. From there, went and ran off, got married. The man that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, left me with a $2.03 to my name and a $35,000 debt. I was completely destitute. I want you to imagine right now for a moment, what would that be like after failing and then making an incredible check and then all of a sudden losing it all, losing the dream man, losing the money. I lost all the business that I had built in that 6 month period. And I'm telling you, I was totally homeless. I was obviously depressed. I was 50 pounds overweight. I was destitute in every way, shape, and form. Lost dignity, lost vision, lost hope, lost faith, lost it all. And maybe some of you are right there right now. And I want to be an encouragement to you because you never know when your life is going to change. You never know when it's about to get better. And you never know when it's about to get worse. Unless, of course, you've done something stupid. Then you can expect it getting worse. I had done something stupid, and therefore I absolutely wound up in the consequences of my stupid choices. And so from there, I got sick and tired of being homeless. I had gotten a job as a cocktail waitress. A few weeks beyond that, I was just done. There was no way I'd be able to pay off that $35,000 debt on $1,500 a month. And so I started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth from the things that I had learned the year before. And all that money I'd invested into my education, I decided to apply that skill. Now, even though my husband took off with my dignity and my money and all of that, one thing he could not steal, and it's the same thing that someone could never steal from you, and that is your knowledge and your skill. Knowledge and skill produces profits in the marketplace today. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. So I started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, made $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, and over $10,000 my first full-time month. By my 10th month, my check jumped over $80,000, and my first year made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I became a millionaire for the very first time at the age of 23. Since then, I have been helping to create successful testimonials from all over the globe. We implemented a training system my first year from being homeless, 4 months after being homeless, implemented a training system called First Steps to Success that helped people to double and triple their income. As a direct result of them making far more money than they were before, my income continued to grow because of the kind of structure that we had, that our success is dependent on the success of others. And so I've been able to generate 7 figures multiple times by helping other people and focusing on creating success for other people. I did this just for my own personal organization for very many years. 8 years ago, retired from that particular business and enjoyed the fruit of my labor, had my 5th baby at that time, and took a little bit of a rest. 3.5 years ago, my God totally, absolutely forged me back into the marketplace, but said that I would trained people outside of my organization, offer the training and equipping system to develop leadership throughout the world, and help to create 6- and 7-figure income earners within 12 months' time. And so, folks, I am so happy and blessed to be able to share with you that this is exactly what we've done. This has been a blessing to be able to work with people such as yourself that have a desire in your heart, that have a vision for your future, and are sick and tired of being sick and tired. If this homeless, broke cocktail waitress can become a millionaire in 2 years and go on and have a functional life, be married with 5 kids, 2 grandkids, beautiful little girls, and be able to enjoy the fruit of our labor, then my goodness, so can you. There's no question. And mind you, I'm not the only one. There are thousands of testimonials that we have collected over the last 3 years. And you can read some of those testimonials on the website, which is DaniJohnson.com, DaniJohnson.com. Now, the content that I want to talk to you about tonight is extremely important. So let's get down to business here. First of all, you never know, and I said this already, you never know when your life is going to change. You never, ever know when it's going to get better. And you never know when it's going to get worse. You just don't know. Because why? We live on planet Earth and something has to sink. It's just the way it is. Trials and conflicts are just a part of our everyday life. And it's never the circumstances that determine whether or not you are going to become successful. If you're waiting for the perfect circumstances, it's never going to happen. But it is always the leader that knows how to deal with the circumstances that they are facing right here and now. And so early on, when I first got into business, I didn't know how to deal with problems. I didn't know how to deal with issues. I didn't know how to deal with horrible trials that I thought were going to bury me. Obviously, the trial of being homeless. And although I absolutely clearly deserved what I got with the husband taking off and doing what he did, I ran off and got married in 7 days. Didn't even know the guy. Not only that, I hurt somebody else in the process. I deserved what I got, and being homeless on that beach was absolutely consequences for my stupid choices. And I know that today, but when I was living on that beach, I certainly didn't know it. I was blaming everybody else for my circumstances. But what you have to know is that you always got to be thinking about preparing for the future. You've always got to be thinking about preparing for what is to come. And if you're sitting in this lottery mentality of any kind of business, and I don't care what kind of business it is, that you're sitting in this lottery mentality that, oh, things are great and they're always going to be great, that things are wonderful and they're always going to be wonderful. I remember when I first started making money. In fact, when I popped that first $11,000 check, I remember just thinking, woohoo. I got it made, man. I don't know whatever made me think that. I don't know. Maybe because I was 19 or 20 years old. In fact, that had to be it. It had to be that I was like 20 years old, and you know, that's what people think when they're young and stupid. And so I think that had to be it. In fact, that's the only thing I can attest it to. Maybe. I don't know. I think I thought like that in my mid-20s also. I definitely stopped thinking like that in my 30s. I know that for sure. Actually, probably my later 20s, I stopped thinking that, oh, I think everything's always going to last forever. The reality is, I hope that right now, maybe even your God is bringing a message to you about that. You've always got to prepare for what's to come. You always have to prepare for what's to come. And if you're going through a trial right now, this is preparation for what's to come. So I want to bring you to a place right now in understanding, how do I prepare for what's to come? You got to go back and do the very activities that make the most results. You got to go back to the basics. I remember when I was homeless and, you know, here this big disaster had happened, and I had to go back to the basics of what had helped create results early on in my career the year before. I had to really take an evaluation of my life. I really had to simplify some things. In fact, I think God simplified some things for me. I had no house, had no food, had no bed, had no nothing, had no friends. So that was pretty simple. But sometimes we have to really look at our complicated lives and go, man, what have I done? Why have I made things so complicated? I believe in simplifying things. I believe in creating things that are going to run more smoothly and more effectively. And so what I had to do to get myself from homeless to a millionaire in 2 years is I had to absolutely take simple steps, strategic steps, and focus on what created results fast. Why? I was hungry. Think about it. Think about if you're a homeless person, the only thing on your mind is, how are you going to eat, or what are you going to drink that day? That's the only thing. The only thing you're thinking of is, not only how am I going to eat and drink, but gosh, how am I going to get a roof over my head? How am I going to get gas money? How am I going to get myself out of the situation? You see, all the things that were complicated before, all the politics I had been paying attention to, all the drama that I had been paying attention to, none of that seemed to matter when I really just had to worry about the simple things, when that's all actually that was in front of me, and those things seemed like a huge challenge. So my message to you is simplify. My message to you is go back to the basics. There's so many things out there that try to complicate your life. There's so many bells and whistles and this's and that's, and it's so easy to look in advertisements and see somebody else's wonderful video there and their wonderful site over there and this incredible new program that they're launching or this hot new product that somebody is launching. The reality is this, is that all those things are not necessarily better, and more sometimes is not better. And the reality is that the grass always seems greener on the other side, but it's just as hard to mow. And so you really have to come up with what are the values that are important for your life. It's the same thing as how I see people jumping company to company to company. And it's the same in the church world. People jump in church to church to church. Why? Because they're looking for the perfect circumstance. They're looking for the perfect situation, looking for the perfect product, looking for the perfect comp plan, looking for the perfect website, looking for the perfect leader, looking for the perfect organization to work with, looking for the perfect lead program, looking for the perfect agencies to work with, just looking for the perfect all the way around everything. And this is part of the reason why some people, as we know, many people in a couple of different nations that jump spouse to spouse to spouse to spouse, or even in high school, jump boyfriend to boyfriend or girlfriend to girlfriend. It is this never ending, the grass is always greener on the other side. It's this never ending, nothing is ever satisfying me, and the thing over there is what's going to satisfy me, or the person over there is what's going to satisfy me. The sad thing is that 2% of the population who are doing well financially and financially independent, they know better than that. They absolutely know better than that. You see, they make quick decisions, but they stick to them. And so if you're people hopping or company hopping or church hopping, the reality is that when you look at a plant, let's take a plant, a transplant. You take a plant, and if you transplant that plant, it is not going to be as strong as it was in the first foundation, the first soil that it was raised up in. And then you transplant it again, it gets weaker and weaker every time you transplant this thing. And so if you're going to bear good fruit, you got to get rooted where you're at. It's never the circumstances, my friend. Well, Danny, you don't know my circumstances. Listen to me. I made the mistakes from time to time. In fact, I will tell you, my first year where I made that $250,000, that was with a multi-billion dollar corporation that's very famous and still famous to this day. It was a 10, 11, 12-year-old company at the time, hundreds of thousands of reps worldwide in every major country around the world. And the leadership in the company made some huge mistakes. In fact, the vice president made some huge mistakes with me and my personal organization, created all kinds of craziness, created all kinds of miserable stuff, and did some very unethical things. And they started doing some things, messing with paychecks and things of that nature. When I look back, I think, gosh, I didn't quite have the maturity to be able to confront that issue. I ignored it. I didn't know what to do. I was in my, 21. I think it was 21 years old. I didn't know what to do. I didn't have the maturity to handle it. And therefore, I made some stupid choices back then that I look back and go, man, I shouldn't have done that. And so the reality is that now for sometimes, some people make some really bad choices and really makes a big effect on people. But other times, there's things behind the scenes that you're not even aware of. But the reality is this, you've got to root yourself. You got to pick your path, pick your soil, and get rooted. Even with trainers, I mean, it's a crack up to me. For some of you right now, I'm the flavor of the month. For some of you, I'm like the hottest girlfriend at the moment. The reality is that if you don't sit still and get yourself rooted in a system, the truth is you are honestly going to be not only hurting yourself, but you're going to be hurting others. And so I understand if there's some unethical things going on, well, then sometimes you don't have a choice, and it's your God saying you're unevenly yoked and time to move on. And other times it's an ego versus bank account thing. Sometimes that is, and you got to weigh your ego with your bank account. But what I'm telling you is it is time to simplify. It is time to get firmly rooted. It is time to just put your head down and go to work. And go to work doing what? Doing the things that create results. And I hope you have not misunderstood what I just finished saying. I hope that you're understanding that I'm wanting you to build something solid, that I'm wanting you to step up. I'm wanting you to lead as a leader should be leading, with your ego in the right place so that the bank account of yours, as well as the people that are around you, can grow as well. And again, just drop it from here. You know if this is speaking to your heart, and you know what the right thing is to do, especially if you're seeking out wise counsel, you're getting great confirmation from whoever you think your God is, and you're not just flying by the seat of your pants and making some sporadic move just because you feel like it. That is silly. That is immature, and that is stupid. But as long as you're seeking out wise counsel, as long as you're getting good advice, as long as you're getting good confirmation from your God, then you know that you're being led to do the absolute right thing. And that doesn't mean that you're selling yourself on the right thing. That doesn't mean that you're convincing yourself on what you think is the right thing. That if there's great confirmation from people that you trust have your best interests in mind, then you make a solid decision and the rest just falls into place from there. So drop that subject onto this. What should I be doing, Danny? What should I be focusing on? Write this down. What you focus on, you get good at. What you feed grows. What you neglect dies. What you keep feeding has to grow. But what you neglect, what you starve, dies. So starve your doubt and feed your faith. Do whatever it takes to feed that faith. Starve inactivity and feed activity. Makes sense, doesn't it? Whatever you focus on is what you will master. Feed prospecting and starve socializing. Feed closing and starve begging and convincing. Feed leadership and starve an amateur poverty mindset. Does that make sense to you? Whatever you focus on is what you will get. If you focus on fear, whatever you fear most will come to pass. But if you focus on faith, you focus on believing, you focus on results, you'll create results. But if you focus on how, and you focus on, I don't understand, and you focus on, they're not doing it right, and you focus on, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it, well, then all that you're focusing on, you will master. But if you focus on, I've learned this skill, I'm going to pound it out. And if you're not getting the results that you want, that's when you've got to troubleshoot it. That's when you've got to, you know, obviously participate with the things that are available on the site at least. You're more of that person that wants to get on fast track. Well, then you become a member. And if you're one of those that wants an accelerated system that's efficient, that you can firmly root yourself in, that you know can duplicate as it's already duplicated for thousands and tens of thousands of other people, well, then obviously you need to plug into First Steps, creating a dynasty. You need to be using the supplemental script book, the other script book, North Carolina, and the rest of the things that are on the website. You know what they are. But that's only if you are that serious, need to root, need to master, and go for it. You know, those things, those products that are on the website are not for those that don't want to master something. The products on the website are for those that want to master building an organization, want to master leadership. They want to master talking to people, communicating in a way where it creates an eager desire. That's what those are for. It is not for the guy that's looking for the easy way. It's not for the guy that's looking for, you know, the cheap way. It's the guy that's deadly serious about making this his chosen profession because the income potential is astronomical and endless. It's limitless. The income is totally limitless and not directly tied to your time if you build it right. If you build it wrong, then it is totally tied to your time, and that's a creating a dynasty and mentoring program issue. So what should you be focusing on? The key activities that get results. I'm going to say it again. The key activities that get results. Not focusing on changing something. Not focusing on trying to change your people and change your organization. Not focusing on trying to train that organization. The key activity that gets results now. Let me tell you what that is. Number one, prospecting. Number one, prospecting. 80% of your time needs to be spent in prospecting. 90% of my time was spent in prospecting. So prospecting, how much? It depends on you. It depends on what you want to do. But I will tell you this. I had one of my clients, wonderful woman, who's got a strong desire to turn over a six-figure income, but doing the amount of dials that simply would never make her a dime, let alone a six-figure income. It's all in the activities that make you the most money. So prospecting, what does that look like? Well, if you're working warm market, meaning your business is dependent on your own personal center of influence or the center of influence of others. Well, what does that look like? You need to be at least talking to 10 people a day if you are working on a part-time basis and you are working warm market, yours and other people's warm markets. So if you're working part-time, it's at least 5 to 10 people a day if you're working part-time. If you're working full-time, it's more than that. You need to be turning over a high amount of numbers, so many dials that you can't possibly come up with it. And what do you say to these people? We have that laid out for you. I mean, this is like so simple, it's ridiculous. And I know that most of us, we're afraid to talk to people. And that's an issue that you're going to have to confront and an issue you're going to have to get over. Because if you don't get over it, you will not build the business that you want to build. This business and any business is not a lottery ticket. It actually takes work to be able to succeed at it. And so, you know, what do you say? Well, I've got some help for you. Do you want to know what to say, to a cold prospect? Do you want to know the words that you know you need to say to not turn the cold prospect off? If you're working an advertising campaign, for example, if you're working a lukewarm situation, meaning it's situational prospecting, someone that you meet at the grocery store, someone you meet at the post office, well, you know, what do you say to them? Well, we have all the words totally typed out in a little book. I mean, really simple to find with an index in there that, you know, okay, so let me ask you, you know, so let's say that there's people on your warm contact list. This is real simple. You got people on your warm contact list that you blew out of the water. Let's say that it was before you came to a First Steps. It's before you started listening to Prospecting Closure Way to Millions. It's before you started, you know, really learning how to talk like a professional, how to use language of a professional instead of using the language of a total amateur and, you know, giving a pitch like this, oh, I'm so excited. I got this great business opportunity. We've got this incredible product. You're really going to love this product. You got to come and check this thing out. I just know that you're going to make money. And then I know you know a lot of other people that want to make money. And so, you know, you can sign up your friends. You can be in my downline. You can build your own downline and we'll all make money. That's just such a pathetic pitch. That makes me want to puke. When people have approached me like that, I just want to slap them. Seriously. I just want to look. You're joking me, right? Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for looking at me like I was just another number. Thank you for making me feel like I was useless to you. No, thank you. There's nothing you could ever say that would make me want to work with you. And so we've all been approached by people like that. That isn't going to work. Now, it's going to work a certain percentage of the time because anything you do is going to get some kind of a result, and the result might be people never calling you back. That approach might be that people don't ever want to talk to you again. Well, listen, maybe you have approached it wrong. Maybe you approached it very insensitive, and maybe you approached it with your agenda in mind, and all you wanted to do was sell something to your friends, even though you didn't want to, but that's the approach that you use. Well, in the supplemental script on page 18, there it is. It's called the friend blown out of the water script. Okay, what about this? You have people you haven't talked to in years? Yeah, do you want to know what to say? It's already totally written out for you. What about the ones that you're terrified to talk to? What about them? Like there's, you know, some big business people, maybe your doctor, you're afraid to talk to your CPA about it, you know, because you don't quite know what to say and you don't want to come across as a salesman. That's so cool because on page 21, there is a script for that. Okay, what about you just came out of a training seminar and, you know, you're wanting to, you know, talk to people just coming out of the training seminar. Or let's say that you just came out of your corporate convention. Well, there's a script for that. After leaving a training seminar, there's a script of what to say to them. There's several contact scripts. There's several cold market scripts. There's voicemail scripts. Like, what do you say when you leave a message to somebody? And when should you leave a message and when should you not leave a message, right? Okay, what about this? Leaving a message that actually gets people to want to call you back, where actually they call you back and they beg you for the information that they requested. What about when you're standing in line at a grocery store? What do you say to them? How do you get their phone number? And what do you say to them when you call them to actually get them to want to show up for a business presentation? What about how do you market the product? How do you talk to people about your product? Well, that script's on page 44 of the original script book. Between these two script books, I just told you, I just was, you know, leaving them out, you know, prospecting script on page 16 of the original script book, voicemail scripts, you know, give me a break. I mean, it is ridiculous. You know, what do you say on a voicemail? Page 20 of the original script book, more of those voicemail scripts that are strategic, you know, on page 54, 55, and 56 of the supplemental script book. There's no excuse. The words are already written down. The audios come with the original script book to say how, to show you how to say it. So what should you be doing? You need to be dialing. You need to be calling. I believe that this is a year of great increase. And if you believe and you anticipate and you can feel that in your spirit, then you've got to back it with action. So what does that mean? Well, if you're working full time, you need to be looking at least 500 dials to 1,000 dials a week. What does that mean? You need some strong advertising campaigns is what that means. If you're working part-time and you're working, you know, advertising campaigns, you know, it needs to be like 300 leads a week, 350 leads a week if you're working like 8 to 10 hours a week. You should be able to handle 300 to 400 leads per week if you're working like 10 hours a week. Are you with me? So, I mean, I've crunched the numbers. I know how long it takes to make a dial. I know how long it takes to have a conversation with somebody, how long it takes to bring them to a presentation. You got to make sure that you have more people to talk to than what you could ever get a hold of in a day or a night or in a week or in a month. You need far more than what you're doing right now. Okay. Next thing, you know, from talking to people, then, you know, you're scheduling them for a business presentation. You need to simplify what you're doing. So it's talking to somebody, it's reading a script, directing them to a business presentation where they can learn how or learn what is, you know, what your business is about or what your opportunity has or what your product line is. So it's really simple. And by the way, on the prospecting side, there's some of you, you know how to make a lot of money with retail. You know how to get customers left and right hooked on your product line. And maybe what this means is going back to the basics and simplifying is really making sure that you increase in that area with your clients. And if you want to learn a new skill, you want to develop a new skill of what can you do with those clients to turn those clients into reps for your business, because honestly, they make the best representatives in your company. They make the best representatives in your company. As long as you're approaching them professionally, you're not dishonoring them in your hyper salesy attitude with your product, but that you're conducting your way in a professional way that it makes them go, man, I could do that, or I'd like to do that, or man, is it fun representing this company? And so, you know, maybe going back to the basics for you is increasing your retail volume, increasing the clients you're bringing in. And notice that I'm not saying customer, because customer is a short-term, wham-bam, thank-you-ma'am term. JCPenney's uses that term. When you go to JCPenney's, you're their customer. Albertson says you're their customer. But an attorney, a CPA, it has clients. Business firms have clients. Marketing firms have clients. Client indicates long-term. Win-to-win business relationship is what that determines. And so if that's the case and you want to know, gosh, yeah, I'm really good at getting clients into my business, but how in the world do I take those people and turn them into some of the best reps that my organization could ever have? Well, there's training available for you for that. There's answers for that. In the members area, you can put it in the search, and it's only for the members. There is an entire one-hour call. The words to say, the strategy on how to do it step by step. What to do, what to say it, how to draw them in, different formats that you can use that will create an eager desire for them to want to be a part of your company. Okay, so that's turning your best customers, your best clients, or turning clients into reps or turning them into distributors. Do the search on the member site and you will find that that call that's available for you. Okay, so that's one. So the second thing is the business presentation, which you do with your clients or you do with your prospects that are looking for a home-based business or the ones that you are finding a need in them, and to see if it might be a match for your company to supply them the help that they're looking for. And so business presentation, real simple. You know, in fact, the presentation success system, I can teach you, I can show you exactly how to do a presentation so profoundly, so effectively, that before the presentation even starts, 90% of the room will be closed. Do you want to learn how to be able to close out 90% of the people that are sitting in your presentation? Do you think that would be valuable to you? How long do you want to waste before you learn that skill? How long do you want to let money sit on the table because there's something you don't know how to do? The reality is it's working for thousands. it can work for you. And so let me just give you one real quick tip. Make sure with your business presentations that you guys are using proper etiquette. Room setup is proper. Making sure that you have people strategically placed in the room and that they are using strategic modules to be able to create an environment that causes that prospect to say, I want to be a part of this. I want to do this. This is very cool. These people are amazing. And so edification is just one tiny little module in the presentation success, one tiny little thing that we teach at First Steps to Success. And so edification, there's an art to it. And it doesn't matter if you like your leader or not. It doesn't matter if you like what they do in their style. If you edify them, it builds your paycheck. It's not about their ego. It's about your paycheck and the paycheck of those around you. So learn all that you possibly can. We've got it available. It's even available inside the members as far as presentations, doing presentations. Just type in presentations in that search, and it'll show you where that call is. There's several calls on it. Begin to learn from some of that information that's there. But if you want to master it, that's a different step. If you want an accelerated program, obviously that's, you know, being a part of a two-day live event. That's obvious, and not one, but several. Okay, number three, the third thing that you need to be focusing on right now is closing them. So you go from the prospect to the business presentation, driving them through a business presentation, whether that is a web presentation. Like I said, all the things that we teach on how to close 90% of the people that go to the presentation before they ever get there. It could be a web presentation, a recorded conference call. It could be a live conference call. It could be a live Q&A call. It could be a number of different ways. It could be literature that you're sending out. It's all in how you frame the prospect's mind to think before they go in to that presentation. Okay, so, and again, there's so many ways to present, one-on-one, on a napkin, in a whole group, in a hotel, in a home. There's a ridiculous endless, a DVD that you hand to somebody, a CD that you hand to somebody. I mean, I've done it every possible way. No joke. I've done it every possible radio advertising, TV advertising, every possible way I have worked it to build and develop a business. Okay, so number three area and thing that you should be doing each and every day is the close. The close is the third thing that you should be doing every day. Okay, and I know some of you are like, well, Danny, I don't know how to close, or I don't feel comfortable closing, and what do I say to close them? And it seems like, you know, I show people it, but they want to think about it, and, you know, I'm not sure about that. Well, listen, it's so simple. Could you imagine having the actual words to read? Could you actually imagine how simple that would be to have, like, wow, say this? And could you imagine having audios with you that tell you how to say it? Because it's not only what you say is important, but what's more important than what you say is how you say it. And we have to be taught how to do that, no question. And you really got to catch that. You got to catch the tone. You got to catch the authority. You got to catch the attitude that's in it. And so, you know, simple questions like, you know, what did you like about what you saw? You know, do you want to make a little or a lot at your current job? How long will it take you to be able to do those things that you said that you wanted to do? Where do you see yourself getting started? Great, welcome aboard. You know, those are on page 22 and 23 of the original script book, right? And so, you know, if you're not reading a closing script every day, you're not bringing somebody to the close every day, there's a problem. There's a huge problem. You're not building your business. If you are working on something else other than closing, I'm really sorry, but you're not going to make any money. And I know you may think the activity you're doing right now is going to make you money, but the truth is, the bottom line is in the check. Bottom line is in the profits. Bottom line is in the results. And so, you know, I know right now you're like, but Danny, every time I talk to somebody, they always say, you know, I don't have the money or I can't afford it. Well, could you imagine how easy and how simple it would be if you knew what to say? Could you imagine how less frustrating your life would be? Could you imagine how much more fun you would have if you actually confidently knew what to say and how to say it? Well, it's on page 67 of the supplemental script book. What about I need to wait 2 weeks? That's on page 69. What about I don't like sales? That's on page 63. What about the objection I need to talk to my spouse? Could you imagine? That's on page 60. The actual words totally laid out for you, as well as possible statements that your prospect will make for you. Could you imagine how simple that would be? There's no excuse. If you're not reading one of these objection scripts or the closing script every day, you're completely off track. I mean, completely off track. Okay, next, the next thing that you should be doing each week is going through a homework assignment, starting someone properly, that when you get them started, as you take them through, they become a prospect through the business presentation and you get them closed. The next step is that you start them properly. You start them in such a way that they make money within 48 to 72 hours. That your whole focus is to get them a check. I don't care if it's $10. They don't need a $1,000 check to get them excited. When they see any kind of results, they feel like it's going to work for them. I don't care if it's $100, $1,000, $2,000. It doesn't matter. The fact that they're getting something happening, whether it's one client that they have now or one rep that they've joined with them, that you use the strategic module of the 3-meeting plan to help your new person get results immediately. Hugely important. Again, I don't care if it's a retail result or a bringing in a new business partner result. There has to be results created for that brand new person that first 48 to 72 hours. Well, Danny, I don't know how to do that. I understand. But see, you don't have to stay ignorant. You don't have to stay stupid. You don't have to stay not knowing how to do it. There's simple steps to building a dynamic multi-million-dollar profitable business. And it's really, if you don't know how to do something, it's time to step up and make the investment to learn how. When you learn how, apply how. Don't learn it and not apply it. Learn it and apply it. So what do I do? It's real simple. You give them a homework assignment. It's 4 simple steps. You send them to a website to continue to build their belief. www.dannyjohnson.com/video. You send them to that video. Why? You are controlling what they're thinking. Instead of them talking themselves out of it, they're starting to hear more testimonials of other people who have failed in the past and that are now succeeding. You tell them to become a member on the homepage. They have entitled to them hours of training and equipment. There's a quick start section for a brand new person where you're not even the person that has to tell them how to get started. I tell them how to get started. I do. I handle their excuses. I handle their objections for you. That's what's on the website. This doesn't get any easier, my friends. I do it with them the same way I did it with my own personal brand new people I brought into the business. I did calls designed for your new people that got started today. And it's on there. I helped to walk them through their objections. I helped to tell them what they need to do. I even edify you. I tell them that they need to work with you. They need to honor you. That they need to edify you. That they need to pay attention to you. Imagine. You have a multimillionaire that is telling your new prospect how to work with you and that they're stupid if they don't. This doesn't get any easier. This is what you call teamwork. This is teamwork at DannyJohnson.com. I've made it available to make things easier for you. This doesn't get any easier than this. Okay, so you start them properly. I show you as well step by step. In the North Carolina CDs, in First Steps to Success, more importantly, how to work with them, to pull the best out of them, to help them continue to make money. Wow. Simple. You implement that 3-meeting plan. The 3-meeting plan helps them to make money their very first week, helps them to make money their very second week, helps them to learn to duplicate your efforts. What are they learning in the 3-meeting plan? They're learning how to prospect and talk to people by reading a script. Any brand new person can read a script. What are they doing number 2? They're learning how to do their own presentation, whether it is driving people to a website, a conference call, a pre-recorded call, driving information to them, or a live business presentation. They're learning that. You know what's beautiful about that? Is that you don't even have to teach them how to do it. We actually have available on the website, product section, presentation success system. That if you had that available for them, they purchase it when they first get started, you say, listen to this, because this is going to teach you how to be able to present your new business opportunity before your prospects that are looking for a business opportunity. And you're learning from a millionaire, a multimillionaire, who closed out 90% of the room in every presentation that she's done. Oh my gosh. So that means you don't even have to know how to teach somebody. This is so simple, guys. Why do we complicate it? Why do we put our focus in places that don't make us profits? This is so simple. So here it is again. You can even have a CD teach them how to do a presentation. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Why people don't listen to me. Oh, bummer. Put a CD in their hand. We'll whip them into shape. together, we're going to build a powerful organization for you and your uplines to send me flowers for helping build their paychecks for free because I didn't charge them for it. So next, you're teaching them how to do those presentations both through my help and through learning your script, whatever your script is. If you do live presentations, you have to. You tell them to study it. You're up next week. Pay attention, take notes. So what are you doing? You are first taking a prospect by reading a script to a presentation that usually is already done for you, reading another script to close them, reading another script in case they give you objections. Okay? Then you're going to start them properly. How? Sending them to a website that shows them how to get started properly. You're going to go through some goals with them, have them make their list of resources, and book a presentation. Simple. You're going to implement the 3-meeting plan. So why? So that they can learn how to read a script and prospect people. Bring them to a business presentation that they may or may not ever have to learn themselves, depending on your format. You're going to show them how to read a closing script. You're going to read it right in front of them. You're going to even read the objection script right in front of them and their prospects. They're going to look at you and go, man, that's really simple. So what are they learning how to do? Walk, talk, eat, just like you did. They're learning how to create results. Listen to me. This is simple. It doesn't get any easier than this. Don't complicate this. Stick to the basics. Stick to what creates results. What creates results increases your paycheck. I'm here, and all of us here at Call to Freedom International are here to come alongside you, to create ways for your business to become easier for you and more profitable. We have done this for thousands and tens of thousands of people. Literally thousands and tens of thousands of people. Like, for example, Kathy out in Utah. Hilarious. She brought her group to First Step Success, continues to do it every single month. This woman had raised up people who had not had any success at all by plugging them through First Steps and creating a dynasty. They came out of those seminars learning from going from nothing, not even being in the top 200 of recruiters, to being number one in their company. Number one in the worst month of the year, in 6 weeks of the holidays, you know, holidays like Thanksgiving, Christmas, they brought in 59 personal people into their business. Wow. We got another woman, Miriam. Holy smokes. Miriam went from nothing in 7 months, built an organization of 1,530 people. Her check just cresting six figures in 7 months. She's supplementing her mom and dad's retirement income because Social Security and pension doesn't even cover their bills. So she's actually paying them more money than what Social Security is paying them. Sent them on two cruises. Could you imagine being able to do that to your parents that you love and adore? Unless, of course, you can't stand your parents. And if you can't stand them, there's a problem between you and your God. I mean, wow. That's crazy. The stories are just nuts. Gosh, Todd Palm, man, out of Virginia. Todd came to us 3 years ago. He's been to 14 First Steps to Successes and two Creating a Dynasties. Sometimes once in a while, I see some of my clients that are being diligent and they've got a part-time effort. And they're being diligent. You know, they're listening to everything. They're trying to make things work, and yet they're struggling. And this is what I watched Todd Palm do. I watched him struggle for quite a while. And then as he continued to plug in and he refused to give up, and inch by inch, the business became more of a cinch for him. Inch by inch, it got easier. Month after month, a little bit easier. Month after month, a little bit easier. The man went from failing in this industry to now topping over $10,000 monthly paychecks. Wow. And through a coaching program that he and I did, we coached together one-on-one back when I used to do that. This was like two years ago, where his job was demanding so much time of him. And I said, you need to have a meeting with your boss. And he was having a hard time working his business because his boss was demanding so much more time of him. I said, you sit down with your boss and you say, what do I have to do to become so valuable to you that I could get the work done in less time and you will give me a little bit more freedom to spend with my family and work on some other projects? He sat down, had this meeting. They did it. Todd made himself so valuable to the corporation that he got a raise, he got promoted, and was able to work less hours, moving up higher up in his corporation. He was able to cut his hours back. Why? Because he sat down and he had a talk with them and said, I am willing to produce X if you are willing to produce this, giving me more time for my life. And they did it. Gosh, blows my mind. Why? Simple system. Focusing on what creates profits. What creates profits? One, prospecting. Two, bring them to a presentation. Three, read that closing script. Four, start them properly. Put them on the website. Let them listen to the getting started section. Start the 3-meeting plan for them. Why? Because it teaches them how to prospect, how to put people in front of a presentation, teaches them how to close, teaches them how to properly start somebody. That's all this is. It is simple. It is simple. 80% of your time, that's what you should be doing. If you want to have the kind of results that the people I just finished talking about have, then you have to be willing to step up and do what they've done. I'm looking to raise up an organization of people, an army of people that are going to stay focused on the things that produce results, that are going to stay focused on what produces results so that they can absolutely cancel their debt, so that they can get out of the financial bondage that they are in, so that they will lead by a better example for their children instead of raising up children with a poverty mindset of we can't afford it or spending things foolishly, that they will train up the next generation to be responsible financially and with the entrepreneurial spirit. Raising up an army of people that will sow thousands and tens of thousands into worthy causes that truly need our help. Raising up an army of people that will make more with less time and sow that less time into their families. Becoming a mom and dad that gives their kids the time of day instead of a mom or dad that when they have a day off, they don't take their kids out of daycare, that they just sit around and do whatever. No, that a family, that the fathers and the mothers are turned to their children and the children are turned to them. Are you with me?